All right, don't be fooled by Ellie Hudson. She is so soft-spoken, such a pleasure to be around. Everything good about diving and where the industry's going in one person, but she packs a punch. She does content and promotion for all the biggest names out there, Patty, Deeper Blue, and you probably know her as the host of Girls at Scuba's podcast, Girls Talk Scuba. She does this full-time. She talks about how you can do it full-time. Honestly, all the stuff she's been through to get here, how she copes with things, deals with things. At the end of the video, I'm going to give you my personal opinion on one of those quirky subjects. Make sure you stick around for that. Ellie Hudson, otherwise known as Scuba Ellie. I hope you love this interview.
Hi.
Thanks.
Lovely to meet
you. Hey, you too, finally. Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
Real quick, tell me what you do.
I'm a content creator. I work with Paddy. I work with Girls at Scuba. That's where I do the Girls Talk Scuba podcast. I'm a Dan ambassador. I help out with their content creation. And I also work with Avatar and Santi. I'm an ambassador for their dry suits as well.
Paddy, Deeper Blue.
Yeah.
So anybody that's anybody, you're making content for them.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, so you're the person that somebody needs to hire if they need content.
Yeah, I mean, I find it interesting because I feel like the diving industry has been missing that aspect of, like, getting good footage, and just it doesn't have to be difficult. And it's been really fun to work with a variety of people. And also for me, I love working my full-time job in diving, so it's amazing.
Your full-time job?
Yeah, so I don't have a secondary job, so I do this full-time.
But, like, I know you like doing it all, right? And you don't have to pick, like, a favorite or anything, but, you know, like, today was a good day. Describe that to me.
I get that feeling when I've, like, really accomplished something amazing. So I like to work a lot with, like, NGOs as well. The most recent one I did was with Ghost Nets in Malta, and there's a really good NGO there called Z-Belt. We actually found, like, loads of dead stingrays, and we did a video on it, and I was unsure about posting it, but it was really special because it reached so many people. And it was amazing to read the comments, and people were like, we need to take action about helping our ocean. When you make a video that's meaningful, whether it be for myself, whether it be for one of my sponsors, something like that, it's so rewarding. So I feel like that's when I'm like, yeah, I love it.
When you feel like that one has, like, changed people.
Yeah, I feel.
Now, do you ever get excited when something just gets millions of views?
Yeah, but I also try, I used to worry so much about the views. I mean, you might understand this, but I used to get really hung up, like, if a video's not doing well, and I was like, no one likes my content, and I'm not growing. You have to enjoy the content you're making. I stopped enjoying it when I was worrying too much about how many likes or how many views. So now I just put everything out, even if it's going to get 100 views or whether it gets 500,000 views. Like, it doesn't matter.
I actually have just gone through this. So what you're saying is so true. You're definitely further along this journey than I am.
Yeah.
And you're right. You just, all right, I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to do something fun. I'm going to do a video on this. You know, when you're trying to post almost every day, sometimes it feels like work. When did you say, you know what, I'm not going to get hung up on views. I'm going to just do what I want.
It's just something that I woke up one day and I was like, I don't care. And I also overthink my videos. Oh my goodness. I'm like, is people going to like this? Are they not? Like, what's going to happen? The thing that I had a viewpoint about at the beginning was my content had to be very, like, the same. So I do some, like, educational videos, and then I do trending videos and, you know, things like that. And I thought I had to stick to that one thing. And then I kind of learned that I just follow what I want to do at the time. It doesn't have to be one genre. It can be both, you know. Being more open about who I am, and, like, I tried to do this a bit more recently about mental health. We talk about it, and I think I was always worried about speaking about it as a diving perspective because I was like, oh, maybe people are going to think I shouldn't be a diver if I suffer with anxiety, or maybe people shouldn't think I should be an instructor if I have spats of depression, you know? So I was really closed off about that, and I think recently that's where my opinions changed as well, is like, I want to talk about that within the diving community as well.
Where do you source your, like, where do you get your inspiration?
I think a bit of everywhere. I look at a lot of, like, online blogs or news articles. I think also I take inspiration from other people, other dive centers, questions that people might have in the comments, if there's a topic that's being spoken about. Like Olivia said in the panel yesterday, really hit it on the head, which is also looking outside of diving. There's a really good lady I kind of took my coffee morning style from, and she was doing that with yoga, and I love the style because it's so informal and it makes people feel comfortable.
Yeah.
So for sure, everywhere is inspiration.
Do you think that's helping diving with kind of organic, uncurated, anybody can do it, of social media? Because I feel like, I know there's a lot of negatives with social media, mm-hmm. right? I mean, we've talked about it, and you can get addicted to it and everything. I think we've all been through that. But I feel like, because the dive industry seems to be changing very quickly for good, like the best. We see a lot more women in diving. We see it's a lot more inclusive. We see it's just growing. It's becoming more mainstream. And I think social media has actually played a big hand in that. Yeah. You agree with that?
For sure. Like, I think without social media, we're not going to be able to grow the diving industry. And I think it's amazing seeing the difference that they've actually made by doing these diving videos. Because you get non-divers now that comment and they're like, oh, that's so funny, or oh, I wish I could see that underwater, or something like that. And I feel like that's why as an industry, we all need to like get on top of social media, use content creators, use people's pages and promote them. You know, even as dive centers, share other people's content to boost it. It all helps.
The one post you regret?
It would probably be my tank video.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm going to be real quick. If you want to support this channel, go to sweetwaterscuba.com. Info's in the description. You can get the blue shirts, the red hat, the vinyl holographic tank stickers that everybody seems to love, and of course the autographed children's books that come directly from me. And back to the show.
Like
your tank video?
I don't know why. I did it really in a rush. The reason I'd want to delete it is because I would want to redo it better. But that's like, but then, yeah, it's just life, isn't it? But it was just really simple. It was like how to hold a tank properly, how to hold a cylinder properly. It did really well, but I just don't like the look of it. I'm like, oh, it looks a bit rough.
So you probably run into this too. You said tank and cylinder.
Yeah.
And
people get very annoyed.
They do, they do. And I'll put it, but like we know that most people call it a tank, right? Yeah. And the public that doesn't know anything about scuba diving calls it a tank. Of course, mm-hmm. then they say oxygen tank, right?
Mm, yeah.
And then, and you know, it's technically it's a cylinder, but I work with some commercial divers too, and they're like, no, it's called bottles.
What?
They call them bottles.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Go find a commercial like hard hat diver, yeah. and they're like, yeah, those are bottles, bailout bottles, your backup bottle.
Yeah.
They call them bottles.
Okay.
Yeah, and they'll look at you like you're a
lot of those in the comments, don't you, where people are like, you're saying this wrong.
Speaking of comments, you can just say something as simple as that, where you say tank, and they'll say, well, they're called cylinders because there's a gas in it. You've probably gotten your fair share. I get my fair share. I put controversial stuff out all the time. Anything you say is going to, someone's going to disagree with it, right? Mm-hmm. How do you cope with the barrage of negative comments? Because I get them.
It really used to affect me a lot. And this is also why, like, I think talking about mental health online is important, because I think even though we're behind a screen like we are now, I think it's important to remember that that's actually a person behind that screen. And I don't have a problem if someone wants to have a debate about what the correct terminology or a nice debate about it. But I think sometimes it's where negative comments come in and they're like rude to your soul. They're like,
right, they
you're
stick with
ugly
you.
Or this or right. stupid girl. And I get them a lot. And I get a lot of them based on my gender as well, which really frustrates me. But I try and separate myself now and I don't read them if they're mean.
You're probably in a dilemma, like you kind of want to engage sometimes and get feedback, and but at the same time, like, yeah, I almost don't even want to look at them sometimes, particularly if it's something I know is a bit controversial. But yeah, you're right, I've only just been able to get over that. Philosophy is just ignore them.
Mm. Well, yeah, but I also think the diving industry can be very judgmental. I'm sorry, but I do think it can be.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think whatever you're talking about, whether it's, as we said earlier, the terminology of things, or whether someone's talking about how someone's diving, I mean, there should be safety concerns, yes. Like, you don't have any buoyancy, then of course there needs to be conversations about that. But we remember that we're trying to get people into the industry, and if you constantly bat someone down because your buoyancy isn't good enough or you've got the wrong equipment, then we're never going to make a community how we want it. It's just going to be this judgmental mess, and social media is the worst for that, because people come out with their keyboard warriors and they start saying all of these things. And it actually, what hurts me the most is not when it's happening to myself, but when I see it happening to other people.
Yeah.
Because it's sad, it really is. You know, you should be supporting each other in the industry.
How do you feel about scuba divers uncensored? I'm just, don't even answer that. I'm kidding. There's no good way to answer that.
I think
that.
I put one post in there when, like, before I even started my channel. One post in there and I got annihilated, literally. And it was about, I had DCS once and it was...
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, and I got annihilated, so I didn't post in there again.
I'll do something like this guy was talking about putting masks on forehead. He does beach patrol. He's like, I teach him. And all... They don't even listen to what else he says, right?
Yeah.
I'll put them in there now because I don't even care anymore. It's like,
grenade.
Oh, they'll start arguing amongst themselves. But like, yeah, you want to stir the pot, throw one in there. You can do anything, like anything.
This is what's nice about communities like Girls at Scuba as well, because you feel safe in the community to put something. I mean, I had one the other day, which is I was diving to insert and I had my mask strapped on the front of my head and my mask on the back of my head. And someone was like, why do you wear your mask like that? And I was like, well, actually, I wear it like that because my necklace here. Like, I can't put my mask around my neck. We all wear things different ways. I think it's just a...
I wear it backwards on my head.
Yeah.
All the time.
What's wrong with it? Or then you get the debate between, like, spitting your mask or licking your mask and...
Do it how you want.
Yeah.
I use stream to see. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know why it stirs people. The mask one's huge. I don't like it right here. I don't like how it feels. It's all the defog and it's all...
It's down to your experience level and how you feel most comfortable.
And you can't go on there, like, you and I dive all the time, right? I know where my mask is. I know when it's choppy. I know, you know, there's a level you get to where those things just don't happen anymore. But you can't say that or get into these arguments with them. So it's a commonly held belief in the dive industry right now that you just passionately disagree with.
Coming out with him today, isn't he?
He already had to sit through him. Oh, yeah, that's the one. Just something you see that you disagree with. Better if it's passionate.
I disagree probably most with quick or like rush training. Yeah, I think everyone's guilty of it in some way, shape or form sometimes, I think. But as an instructor, I'm kind of like passionate about making sure people are trained properly, because I think that's the foundation of where you're going to be in your diving career. I learned to dive 10 years ago and there was things that I learned afterwards where I was like, do you know, I wasn't taught that properly sometimes. It's a shame to see when people are just like, okay, do this, do this, do this. You know, do your open water, then do your advance, like straight back to back. And I'm like, that's great if the person is capable, because some people might be amazing at it. But if they're not, and they're not comfortable yet, then don't push people into it, you know?
What do you suggest for a new person who's just got scuba certified?
It's like, get into practice, dive as much as you can, but listen to people, take on people's advice if they're saying, you know, this is how you can maybe improve, because the diving community is mostly lovely.
Yeah,
and
it is.
It's always nice, like, people give me tips sometimes, or you can do it that way better, or it might be easier that way. And take that on board as well, you know, because that's your start of your journey.
Something you'd like to tell everybody, if you can only tell them one thing, to kick off their social media.
I would just say, get as much content as possible. Just start filming on your iPhone, you know, all the time. Don't be afraid to film yourself. Don't be afraid of your voice. Don't be afraid of all of that. And
you really do. I totally agree with that. I will second that.
And just and
film everything.
And be confident in yourself. I know people hate their voices often, and I don't particularly like mine, but just get it out there. It's fine. It's what you sound like to everyone.
Just get started.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good. I think that's where people drop the ball in like the setup and everything, because everyone's so busy on a dive site and everyone forgets. I always tell people, hey, get the one of everyone getting on the, they're like, oh, we just got so busy. It's hard, right?
Yeah.
And getting everyone to corral in, and you know. You gotta like force it.
I think also just like sometimes I just set up a tripod and I just record like might be 7 minutes worth of me just like packing my bag or something, but you can always trim that down and then use it at a later stage and you're not having to worry about like tripods. They're great.
How'd you feel about getting roped into that dance video yesterday?
I actually loved it. It was the best dance video.
It came out good.
I mean, you've got moves as well.
I do not.
Steven,
but
not so much.
And I felt really stupid, but it came out great. She did such
amazing.
A good job.
Yeah.
The last thing, when you're not diving, when you're not creating content, if our phone doesn't get knocked over right now, what do you do for fun outside of this world?
Outside of this world, I have two dogs. I love them. I take them for walks. They go swimming. What else do I do for fun? I'm a figure skater, so I go.
You are?
Yeah, I'm a figure skater. I know, it's a weird combination, right? And I love traveling as well. So, I mean, diving takes me to a lot of beautiful locations. I also love being able to explore like the culture there or the history there and stuff like that. So,
would it be possible to figure skate with scuba gear on? Could you do it?
Do you want me to? Is that a challenge?
That is a challenge.
Do you want me to try?
Yeah.
Are we talking like? I can do full dry suit. I could do a wetsuit.
Just the gear and the wetsuit. Let's see what you got.
Okay. I'm so excited.
Ellie, thanks for coming
on. Thank you very much.
All right.
All right, here it is. My personal opinion on these fellas right here. I know they're cylinders. And in a professional setting, maybe it's a good idea to call them cylinders because they contain a gas. Technically, a tank is something that contains a liquid. But people call them scuba tanks. It's fun. It's like you don't call a car an automobile. Just call it a car. I even call my truck a car. It's not so much about being correct. It's just about You can call it whatever you want, but I think it's all about not ruining that conversation. So staying fun about it, I usually call them tanks. This is just one of those things that if somebody outside of the industry hears people arguing about this, it's a turnoff. But as soon as someone starts telling you their cylinders, just remember there's a commercial diver out there that still calls them bottles. I'm not gonna lie, bottles sounds kind of fun. And commercial divers are doing the dirtiest, sketchiest, scariest work of all out there. So they probably earned getting to call these scuba tanks or cylinders bottles. Y'all commercial folk out there going in pipes, fixing bridges, working the rigs, fixing the underside of big scary ships. For that, bottles up. Let me know what you thought of the episode, and of course, tank cylinders or bottles. Let me know your opinion on that in the comments. I'll see you next time.